Hello and welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Psalms 139:7 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?" Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities. This episode is entitled, "Pray for Me."
There are many people in our lives who share similar spiritual values. Among these values for me is the importance of prayer for one another. I have many friends who are truly fine individuals and scholars. They share very little about their lives. This is very common in an academic environment in which the personal and religious are not engaged in daily discussion by any requirement. Hence, I have few friends in the academe who share their spiritual journeys and ask for prayer. Somehow, the Holy Spirit simply introduces us. It's a precious request. Pray for me. Imagine all that affects, shapes your space, family, friends, work, colleagues, emergencies, daily activities, thoughts, concerns, praise. So many cares and joys to place forward in prayer. What are we asking of others when we request their prayer? What are we asking for when they pray for us? It was my last minute email check before leaving for work. There it was, an email that simply said, "May God continue to bless your ministry and the ministry of your colleagues at the Adventist Review. I pray for you." The sender included the citation, "We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will, all the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives." I don't recognize the name of the sender, but humility overcomes me as I realize that someone has placed my name in the presence of God, praying for my service to Him. The email note remains a companion in my mind during lectures at the university. A colleague stops by my office to check in just before a meeting, and we talk for a few minutes. As she prepares to leave, she whispers, "Hey, pray for me. Life is getting complicated." A few hours later, my friend returns from her meeting, stops by my office, quietly sits and shares. "I was thinking," she says, "God knows what I need, but if you could pray for strength, wisdom, patience," and her voice trails off. Experience has taught me that these are specific, important requests, pleadings for extended guidance and grace. This request is more specific in its intent. I invite her to join me in prayer that very moment. We spend some time talking, and eventually the focus falls on prayers we offer for others. I mention that prayers appear to be the topic of my day, briefly sharing the morning email experience with her. She smiles. "I have neglected to reflect on prayers sent for me, given by me," she says. "Only recently, I realized how much I need them." It's comforting to know that someone prays to ensure that your daily journey includes traveling close to still waters. Still waters. Peace, care, no needs. Comfort for the soul. On my drive home, I think on this. I do not have great wars to fight. No country calls for me. I lose sleep to personal battles, the struggles of being a child of God, running through challenging terrain with trees so high the light of heaven can barely be seen. When darkness encroaches on my life, when the body remembers to push forward in faith, I'm not alone. The Holy Spirit never stops moving among us. Part of searching the guidance provided is to continually be willing to lift one another in prayer. Still waters. Pray for me.
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our podcasts by going to wherever you get your podcast. You can also subscribe by going to aradio.org. That's aradio.org.